This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, candidate for President of the United States, is engineering the broadcast at GCN in Minnesota. How many other broadcasters can say that they have a candidate running for President of the United States side by side with him at the broadcast? Rush Limbaugh can't even say that. Sean Hannity? Yeah, nobody at that other network can say that. I'm delighted to be broadcasting with Jason. JasonStanek2020.com. Gwyneth is with us live in Australia. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hi, Vincent. How are you this morning?
Oh, really, really well. I am. I had a question for you. Yesterday, Rich Sheban was on the air with us, and he mentioned vaccinations, and he had a question for me, and the question was, and I'm paraphrasing, what would happen if there was a knock at the door, and there was a guy with a hypodermic needle, or gal, and they said, here's your vaccination, you're going to get it right now, or, you know, we've got one for you. What would your reaction be? And I said, I'm not taking one. I would consider that a death threat. I would consider that putting my life in jeopardy, and I would respond accordingly. And I said, you know, and I'm paraphrasing, I think Gwyneth would respond the same way. So I wanted to make sure that I was answering properly. Do you have a comment that you would like to make? Now, don't feel you have to. If you want to say no comment, you know, say no comment. Or do you have a comment about, you know, being put in that position?
Yeah, I would agree. If they, if health department, police, army type officials came marching up my driveway, and I knew that they were, you know, or for basically whatever reason in these circumstances. They have done it before, but circumstances have changed since they did it the last time. And I would regard it as an imminent threat to my life. I would regard it as either a murder or a kidnap attempt. And I would behave in according, I would behave accordingly. And I would have some advice for them. And I've thought very carefully before publicising this, and I don't want them to take it as a threat, but I want them to bear it in mind before they plan anything like this. They better make sure they have their body bags in their boot because they're going to need them either for me or for them.
Gwyneth, when you use the word boot, you don't mean footwear. You mean like in the trunk of their vehicle,
in the
right?
Trunk, yeah. Boot in Australia means the trunk of their vehicle. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Circumstances have changed since the last time they marched up my driveway. That's not a threat. That is, I would rather die than live in the sort of world that they have planned for all of us. Okay? And I'm not going to go out and do anything stupid against them, but if they think that they can invade my property, they better think again, because I am going to defend my property by whatever means is convenient at the time.
Gwyneth, your words are not identical to mine, but the meaning is the same. The meaning is the same. And I was talking with a lady yesterday, and the point is, the point of that little discussion that we had was, my grandmother and grandfather on both sides came to this country around very late 1800s, and they brought everything that would fit in one trunk. That was their world when they came over here from Italy. And my grandfather and grandmother, all of them, worked very, very hard, saved as much as they could. They're very thrifty. They grew a garden to feed the family. They had children. My parents were, you know, two of their children, one from each side of the family. And they saved, and my parents worked really hard. My grandfather worked until his 80s. You know, didn't retire until, you know, mid to late 80s. Grandmother, same thing. And my parents worked very hard, saved, were thrifty, didn't waste anything, weren't careless, weren't reckless, didn't go on vacations. Nobody did. And maybe that's where I got it from. And Mrs. Finelli and I worked very hard, and our children worked very hard. I'm 68, and I have no plans of retiring. And, you know, I'm formally retired, I guess, from, you know, a job, but that doesn't mean I stop working. I'm working harder than I ever have. Bottom line is that there are four generations, grandparents, parents, Mrs. Finelli, me, and our children. And I'll be darned if I will let somebody come and steal four generations of blood, sweat, and tears. I won't let it happen. And that's where we are right now. And so, Gwyneth, I've been thinking about what's looming ahead. There's no question in my mind that there's an enormous possibility for violence to escalate, because one out of three Democrats, roughly speaking, that violence is reasonable in obtaining political goals. And one out of three Republicans feels exactly the same way. Never before has that happened in the United States of America, where so many people, such a large percentage, feel that violence is a reasonable method to obtain goals. Not desires, but goals. And because of that, and because of the anger that people have of the lockdown and the lies and the misinformation and the disinformation and the loss of jobs and the loss of the potential for jobs and the inability to pay for the food, clothing, shelter, medicine, utilities, etc., and the lockdowns, where, you know, they say lockdown fatigue, and I think Australia the term is lockdown fatigue. It's really more of a, what is it like to be a prisoner? That's really kind of what it's like. Put all that together, and people are just angry. And that's why there are these eruptions of violence throughout the United States and the rest of the world as well. I don't think that there is much chance that there will not be violence throughout the United States in November as a result of no matter who wins. No matter who wins this political circus, whoever they select, because we the people have no voice, in my opinion, there will be violence. And I believe it'll also spread throughout the rest of the world. But it'll be worse here than anywhere else. How do you feel about that? I don't want to put words in your mouth.
I think that there's going to be a civil war in America. I believe that it has already started. I think you're right there. But I think that it's going to really heat up after the selections, you know. You're actually not the only one who calls them selections. There's actually a number of people now who are calling them selections rather than elections. It's all such kabuki theater. I don't think anyone in their right mind ever really believes it anymore, you know.
And, I believe a lot of terminology starts here at USA Prepares. Not all of it, but we use some terms and other people start picking up on it. So, for example, Lou Rockwell picked up on his website that, you know, there's going to be violence in the civil war we said it first, I believe. I believe right here we said it first. And then these other guys pick up on it, and they are probably widely known, maybe more widely known than USA Preparers. And when they say it, then it actually, you know, it must mean something because they said it. But many times we say it here first because we are on the ground. We're not people who read and then regurgitate what we've read. We're people who are on the front lines of what's happening. And one of the things I've noticed, and I would like to share this as well, I have noticed that people have become more egocentric than ever before, more self-centered, more me first than ever before. And that they are now, I'm talking about people who used to be former friends of ours. Now, I'm not talking about, you know, the three guys that threw me overboard before. I'm not talking about them. That's done. I'm talking about new people who are throwing us overboard. Other members of our family who haven't done anything. And they're being thrown overboard for personal gain. So, for example, I don't want to get into specifics, but for example, let's say one person has to gain by purchasing something that we had already agreed to purchase. Okay, we've committed to purchase it, and another person says, no, they can't have it. They can't have it. It's mine. Well, we've, you know, there's kind of like if you are at a flea market and you see something and you're walking along and it's like, let's say there's 100 different sellers at a flea market and you walk up to this one table and you see this this dish and you say, may I look at that dish? And the guy says, of course, go ahead. So you pick it up and you turn over and you look at the markings on the back and you go, I think I'd like to buy this. How much is this? And the guy says $10. The seller says $10. You say $10, huh? Well, you know, until you put that down, it's yours. Well, it's sort of yours. It's in negotiation. And when you pay him the $10 or whatever you negotiate for the price to be, when you pay him, it's yours. But until you pay him, it's in limbo and you have the first right to that item. Well, it's impolite, it's immoral, it's wrong, and it's against protocol for someone to say, see that dish that Finelli has over there? I'll buy that. That's wrong. Because Finelli hasn't said, you know, it's still in limbo or it's still in negotiation. You know what I'm saying? It's wrong. Or if you're test driving a car and you pull back into the lot after the test drive and someone walks over and says, hey, you know, see that white truck over there? I'll buy that. Hey, wait a minute. Finelli's in the car test driving it. So that's the kind of thing I'm talking about. People are now trying to buy things out from under other people. That's just one example of the kind of thing that's going on. Me first. Me at all costs. No rules. No protocol. Me first. Are you seeing anything like that or is it just me?
You know, I hardly ever leave my farm anymore.
What a great idea.
To be perfectly blunt, I might leave my farm once a fortnight, sometimes not even that often, sometimes once a month. Mm-hmm. So I can't comment on people generally in public. Here in Australia, I don't know that it's quite that bad yet. I think that it's certainly headed that way.
All you have to do is go to eBay. And look at what the price of quality things is rising to, and you'll see that it's me first. We'll be right back.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. That's 866-657-8517.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
It's really interesting. Just after the break started, we lost the internet. Total disconnection. So we're resetting our equipment. It's on our end, but I don't believe it's our equipment. I believe it's CenturyLink. Anyway, Gwyneth, we were talking about vaccinations, and we were talking about people becoming more me first, and there's no question about that in my mind. And also, there's no question that there will be a serious more violence, more escalation in violence right after this election. And we're not the only ones that feel that way now. I mean, not just you and me and USA Prepares, Rich Even, but it's going more and more mainstream that more people are angry. So people are broke, and when people have nothing to lose, they lose it, as Gerald Celente has said many times. Gwyneth, what do you see out your way in Australia?
Oh, people are just going crazy. The thing is, there's so many people who live around here, it seems like that the population is just splitting in two, okay? There's a group of population, I'm going to say they're literally on the left, okay? They believe whatever the stupid little box in the corner tells them. And if the stupid little box in the corner told them to go and lay both hands on a cattle fence and hang on until their heart stopped, they'd probably do it. You know, if the stupid little box in the corner told them to go and jump off a cliff, they'd probably do it. You know, and at the moment, the stupid little box in the corner is telling them to all stay at home in their little sheep pens, okay? And the truth of the matter is that here in Victoria, even the Premier himself, in his own, you know, press briefing that he has for about 90 minutes of every single day, it's just so sickening. I can't stand to listen to them. I don't listen to them. I know what they're going to say. There's just so much brainwashing, and then he'll hand it over to the chief commissioner of police, or he'll hand it over to the senior health officer or somebody like that, and they'll keep going and going and going and going and going. Oh, my gosh. It's just so much brainwashing. Here in Australia, for whatever reason, the coronavirus, according to their own statistics, is less deadly than the seasonal flu, okay? I think it probably has to do with the fact that most of the roofs here are zinc-coated corrugated iron, okay? So that means that, you know, most of the water, there's a lot of people here, especially in the country areas, not so much in the city areas where they have, you know, town reticulated water, but in the country areas, most people have these zinc-plated galvanized roofs, and they have big cisterns. I'm talking about, like, well, I personally have 40,000 litres of storage capacity, drinking water storage capacity, which is fed directly from my galvanized roof of my house. That's an example of what I'm talking about. There's high zinc levels, and there's also so much sunshine. And the Australian people are an outdoors-type culture, okay? We love to be outside in this country. The weather here is mostly sunny, you know, like we might get 20 rain days a year. That means we've got something like 345 days of the year when it's not raining. So that's sunshine for 300 and something days of the year. That's one of the highest, you know, sunshine levels, which means high vitamin D. And not only that, Australians love their alcohol, and that's another thing that has been proven to really knock the coronavirus on the head is alcohol. You know, I'm talking about alcoholic beverages. So it doesn't seem to matter whether it's beer or whether it's wine or whether it's spirits. If people who tend to have at least one or two alcoholic drinks a day, they don't seem to be getting sick from the coronavirus.
All right, hold that thought.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Republicans are announcing they'll be voting on a targeted coronavirus aid package next week. Their new bill is likely to extend a loan program for small businesses and include another round of stimulus checks. There is currently no bipartisan deal, so Democrats are likely to filibuster or block the bill. As far as the $1.8 trillion bill that Democrats rebuffed in the House, Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi says,
I have for over 30 years represented my constituents. I know what their needs are. I listen to them, and their needs are not addressed in the president's proposal.
Pelosi speaking there on CNN. Amy Coney Barrett will field the final round of questions from senators on day three of her confirmation hearing for the Supreme Court. Each senator will have 20 minutes to question Barrett. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in Renatured Whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories, in a moment that went viral during Tuesday's confirmation hearing for Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett, Republican Senator from Louisiana John Kennedy discusses remarks that were made by Boston University professor Ibram Kendi.
Some butthead professor at Boston University says that because you and your husband have two children of color, that you're a white colonist. The implication is that you're a racist and that you use your two children as props. Do you use your children as props?
Senator Kenny, it was the risk of people saying things like that, which would be so hurtful to my family, that when I told Senator Graham this morning that my husband and I had to really weigh the cost of this, it was saying deeply offensive and hurtful things, things that are not only hurtful to me, but are hurtful to my children, who are my children, who we love, and who we brought home and made part of our family, and accusations like that are cruel.
Thousands of Californians could be left in the dark starting tonight. Pacific Gas and Electric says at least 50,000 customers in over 20 counties could face proactive turnoffs for safety as high winds raise the risk of wildfires. PG&E saying the outages could last through late Friday night in some areas. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Oh,
God, you're take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Gwyneth is with us live in Australia. And Gwyneth, Dr. Norm Shealy's been telling us since the corona panic started and years before that the importance of vitamin D and vitamin C to keep your immune system, you know, at its peak. And here we are, it's absolutely true. And what you said about Australia and the amount of sunshine, and sunshine is vitamin D. So the lockdown is causing all kinds of problems. People are losing their minds. And as we go into the selection, I'm expecting violence. And the word to the wise from me and USA Preparers is get what you need while you can still get it. Because we believe that it's getting harder to get things. It's getting more expensive. Prices are going up. Supplies and availability are going down. And the generally dumb public doesn't seem to understand that. So for those of us who do, seriously consider getting what you need while you still can have that meeting with your family. There are fewer days left than there were last week before the selection. And ammo prices are very, very high. Availability is very, very low. People are concerned. You know, there were some farms around here that were available for purchase. I just found out yesterday that the farm across the road from us, there were three people that wanted it. Three. And one guy was unable to buy it. You know, I guess he had a contract on it. Fell through. And then two others wanted to buy it. And we were told by one of the guy who actually bought it that he was told he had 1 hour to make a decision. Do you want this or not? Yes or no? And so he bought it. And he's delighted with it. And we are delighted to have a new neighbor. We're all excited about that. So the other farms around here, you know, we're seeing these farms are being improved. The new fences are being put up all over the place around here. That means that other people have bought these farms, people that have a little bit more money maybe, and they've decided they want to keep their cows inside the fence, and they're putting up new fences. That's what's happening here. So that means that people from outside of this little hamlet are buying property in this hamlet because they want to be away from whatever's going to happen. That's how I read this. Now, I could be wrong, but I don't think so. I think people are saying it is past time to get out of Dodge. There is an exodus from California. People want to get away from California because it's nuts. The rules, the regulations, and the cost of living are way too high. And they want to get away from it. So where are they going? If you live in California, there's only one direction you can go. Well, you can go north, and you can go south, or you can go east. And it looks like most people are going east. East of California. But they're stopping before they get to the East Coast because nobody wants to be there either. Gwyneth?
Yeah, that's what I've heard about California as well. I think that it's going to, it's going to the underworld in a handbasket, as the saying goes. Around here, there's been two house sales in the last 5 or 6 years, and there's not very many places come up for sale around here. And the place next door, that I bought my place 8 years ago or thereabouts for $95,000, and the people next door bought their place for about $150,000. So they bought their place about 2016. So that was, 4 years ago now, almost 5 years ago now. The place across the way, there was an old man who lived there. He was the old cat guy of the neighborhood. He went into a nursing home with Alzheimer's. And then he died, and so his property was sold. I don't know how much that place sold for, you know, but I think it was on the market for around about $150,000. And all of the blocks around here are much the same. They are about 20 acres of land. They have a house on them, which is, you know, not the best quality house, but, you know, a bit of a fixer-upper, but generally at least reasonably livable. So, but in Melbourne, what you have been paying is $1 million for a two-bedroom row house, what you in America would call a row house, which means tiny inner suburban house with maybe 100 square feet of backyard, if you're lucky, and no front yard. The house generally, you might have a porch if you're lucky, but the house generally butts right onto the pavement, the sidewalk out the front of the house. And people, you know, they're trying to sell these row houses. And if they can sell them, then they're buying properties in country Victoria and they're getting out. Because this lockdown, I think that people are sensing that dictator Dan is not going anywhere of his own free will. He's not going to give up. There have been very, very public protests. I'm talking about people buying. I sent you a photo. I haven't got my Facebook anymore. I can't post it on Facebook. But if you go to the internet, to your favourite search engine, something like Startpage or DuckDuckGo, and you type in Sack Dan poster, then or Sack Dan banner, then you'll see the banners and the posters that people have been producing and doing things like plastering, you know, these big advertising posters that they stick on the side of buses. And they've had, like, the writing, like, 2 or 3 feet tall on the side of a bus. Sack Dan, with Daniel Andrews' photo there, you know, and on the back of the bus, no more omnibus, which is this draconian legislation that he's got planned. And you've had people buying, you know, these people have these banners that get towed behind airplanes. They've been buying these banners to be towed behind aircraft and been towing them all over the sky in Melbourne, saying things like, "Fact Dan Andrews, no more omnibus," and this sort of thing. And personally, what I think it is I think that there's a lot of extremely wealthy, in fact, I know there's a lot of extremely wealthy people who actually live in Melbourne. And I'm talking about billionaires. And they live in Melbourne. They may not be there at the moment, but they have friends and they have family members. And they have the graves of relatives in Melbourne cemeteries. And some of these people, if I named them, the class would know them immediately. And I emailed you the name, but I'm not going to broadcast it right now. But I'm sure you'll agree that this particular man is a man with a great deal of influence and power. And he has a lot of connections in Melbourne, and I don't think that he's very happy about what's going on in Melbourne at all. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Mm-hmm. Yep. You sent me an email that you wanted to talk about, a quote from a guy by the name of Theodore, T-H-E-O-D-O-R, that's how he spells Theodore, Herzi, H-E-R-Z-I. And I just wanted to say one thing, Gwyneth, before we get into this discussion. There are people who have rules about radio. And one of these sets of rules, it happens to be that if you blame or if you bash a certain group of people, you'll be kicked off the air.
Okay.
I'll be very careful with what I say.
Yeah.
Seriously, and literally, it has happened. I was on the air with a lady, and she was just repeating history, teaching history, and the two of us were thrown off the air as a result of her teaching history. So be very, very careful how you say what you say.
Yeah. If you don't feel comfortable saying the quote, if you think that it's too risky, that's okay. We can probably have this discussion without it. But there's a certain group of people that suffered a great deal during the 20th century, and they've suffered a great deal throughout history. And they ended up getting their own country. But the thing is that these people who managed to get these people their own country, it seems as if that they were the biggest group of double crossers ever. Okay, it turned out if you do a bit of research that they don't actually have the ethnicity that they claim to have. Okay, and I know that they don't have the ethnicity that they claim to have because this ethnicity traditionally in their culture is calculated through the male line. And what they did was they got a bunch of women from this culture and they married them, which under their own set of rules would have disqualified their children from claiming that ethnicity according to their own rules within their own culture, because it was traditionally in the beginning set up as a patrilineal society. But then they turned around and they said, oh, no, it's a matrilineal society, which means you calculate the inheritance through the woman, not the man. But if you go back to their original rule set, which is widely available out there, then you see it's absolutely patrilineal. There's no way that you could wangle a matrilineal lineage out of it. In fact, one of their founders said, no matrilineal, not allowed it. And, you know, and this is it. They have been hoping and praying for someone really special to come their way for quite some time. And he is coming their way, okay? In their ancient religion, they've got a bunch of prophecies in their ancient religion. And these ancient prophecies relate to the establishment of their city, okay? And the fact of walls getting built around this city, and they had prophets within their own religion, and that their prophets said after a certain number of years, after the building of the city and of the wall, then the special guy is going to come. Does that make sense? Do you think that people can work out what I'm saying?
Absolutely they can. Absolutely they can. They can read it 2020. We'll be right back.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
There's nothing worse than thinking that your Medicare benefits are going to cover routine medical expenses like vision, dental, and prescription benefits, only to find that when an emergency arises, your Medicare plan is full of gaps that don't even begin to cover your medical emergency. How would it feel to have to go into debt because your Medicare program didn't cover everything 100%? Studies show that 95% of Medicare recipients pay more than $5,000 per year on out-of-pocket medical expenses. At SnapMedicare.com, we understand how important it is for you to be prepared for any type of medical emergency. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to find out exactly where you stand with your Medicare coverage and to save thousands on future costs. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare coverage, remember, call 800-286-5516. SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Hello, Vincent.
Hey, I'm here.
Did you get turned off?
What was that?
I said, did you get booted off?
No, not at all.
Okay.
No, I think Jason let the rejoiner run a little long, and that's what that was all about.
Oh, okay. I was just talking. I wasn't sure if you were there or not.
Yeah. So there's another group of people who think that they were chosen as well, and they were featured in a video film that was released in 1945, August 9th, 1945. Runs for 63 minutes, and it's viewable on Netflix. And it's called Know Your Enemy, Japan. Know Your Enemy, Japan. And this was produced joint venture Hollywood and the U.S. military. And they wanted American soldiers to know who our enemy was. Now, remember that on December 7th, 1941, America was attacked by the Japanese military. Our harbor in Pearl Harbor was bombed, and our ships were sunk. And this was without a declaration of war. This was a sneak attack. It was a sneak attack. And a lot of Americans lost their lives. And Japan, ultimately, very shortly after, declared war on the United States, and 3 or 4 days later, Germany did the same thing. And we were in the big one. It's called World War II. A lot of people died. A lot of people died. And so there was a film called Know Your Enemy, Japan. And I suggest you watch it. It's assigned homework. I haven't seen the whole thing, but I've seen enough of it to know. I've seen almost half of it. And it's only 63 minutes. And you will see things about the Japanese natives that you probably didn't know. And how they were conditioned to be warriors. And how they were conditioned and brainwashed to believe that if they died in the service of their country for their emperor, that was like the ultimate achievement that they could make, dying in battle. And the Americans are conditioned to think that that's a bad thing. Dying is not a good thing, you know, no matter how it happens. And certainly prematurely dying is a bad thing. And the Australians and the Canadians, say, you know, and much of the rest of the world believes the way we do, that, you know, it's not a good thing to die in battle. But the Japanese were conditioned to think that that was a really great thing. As a matter of fact, Japanese aviators were put into airplanes. And they had a machine gun with cartridges, and they had a bomb. And they had a finite amount of fuel. And they were sent out on missions to strafe and ultimately crash into American ships. And my father was on one of those ships that had been, and they were called kamikazes. These were suicide pilots. And their plan was to pilot, after they ran out of ammunition, and after they couldn't do any more damage with the machine guns, their plan was to strike American ships at the most vulnerable point by dive bombing into them. Kamikaze strikes. And my father saw that all around him. He was in a flotilla of American ships, troop ships, and they were being dive bombed by these kamikazes. And he said it was terrifying because you'd see these planes flying around, you know they're going to pick out a ship because they could only blow up one ship with their final dive. And he saw that, you know, ships on fire, men jumping into the ocean with no place to go. It was terrifying. And you will learn more about Japan and the natives of Japan and how they think if you watch this film called Know Your Enemy, Japan. So there are a bunch of people who think, and the Japanese were taught to believe that they were the best and the brightest, and they were going to be the ones who ruled the planet. They were. And Germans thought the same thing. And there's another group who thinks the same thing. So there's several groups of people who think that they have the right to tell us all what to do. And frankly, they don't. In my world. We'll be right back.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.